Thanks to the True Choice offer, saving money on crop protection is easier than ever. Because when you fund a True Choice prepay account, you earn up to 5% savings on more than 100 crop protection products from Corteva Agriscience. That's upfront savings with no waiting on rebates. And if you don't have cash in your pocket right now, we offer competitive financing too. Ask your local crop protection retailer about the True Choice offer today. More choices, more savings.
All right, thanks a lot. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. In this flurry of a finish to March, and it seems like it's been March for almost a year now, the world has changed. The government has been extremely busy. Yet, in all of the busyness, the United States Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service officially responded to the U.S. Cattlemen's Association petition about accurate labeling of beef in the U.S. of A. Leah Biondo, Communications Director for U.S. Cattlemen's, joins us. Hi, Leah.
Hey, thanks for having us, Mick. And you aren't kidding about it being a busy week.
Yes, like I said, it seems like it's been March forever. But hey, this, I would assume, is good news for cattle producers. Or how you've been waiting for this for a while. Describe what this is all about.
Absolutely. Well, it's good news mixed with a little bit of bad news. And so, first off, yes, we're thrilled. We got a response on the Product of USA petition for rulemaking that we sent in to USDA. Our petition asks that any products that bear a Product of USA label actually be from a beef product that was born, raised, and slaughtered in the United States. So we are glad that USDA acknowledged that we are closing the loophole that allows currently for foreign meat to come into our country, have it undergo a significant transformation, which is either repackaging or trimming some, you know, fat off, and then claiming that product as a made in the USA product. And so this response from USDA closes that loophole and says, hey, yes, we know that that's a problem for, you know, truthful and transparent labeling purposes. We'd like to see that process closed down. And so we're very thankful that that was the response that we received on the petition.
Okay, that's the good news. And now there's, you said, but is it a big but?
It is. There is a bit of a but because they responded that they're going to be opening up a new rulemaking period that says they would like to define the term origin as a product that was slaughtered and processed within the United States, so leaving out the born-in part. Obviously, that's not what we were intending for. That's not what we would like to see accomplished. So this rulemaking period that the agency has decided to conduct, we will be, you know, very vocal in that this origin definition should be for U.S. beef products, any beef that was born, raised, and slaughtered within the United States.
Yeah, and this is something you've been working on for a long time. Who else has been on your side with this? Who have, what other groups have you been working with shoulder to shoulder on this petition?
Oh, goodness. Well, first and foremost, the National Farmers Union was incredibly helpful in helping us get this petition across the finish line. They've been right there alongside our members in advocating for the initial mandatory country of origin labeling program that was implemented in 2002. And they've been a huge proponent of truthful and transparent labeling throughout. So we're very glad to have the National Farmers Union as a partner. We're also looking, you know, at some other partners too who had a similar petition that they submitted to USDA along the lines of Product of the USA labeling claims. And those are the Organization for Competitive Markets and American Grass-Fed Association. So both of those organizations submitted their own petition for rulemaking, and they received a similar response to what USCA received, in that the agency is going to be opening up this rulemaking period on what defines the origin of a beef product.
Leah, earlier this week, the renewable fuels industry got some great news from the administration indicating that they were not going to appeal the Tenth Circuit Court decision on small refinery exemptions. And then today, that was good news, but then today we get the news from the Environmental Protection Agency. They're going to allow oil refiners to continue to do what they've been doing in the past, not going to issue make sure compliance is happening. So is this another shell game from the U.S. government? Are they going to continue with this rulemaking process and kind of put this, kick the can down the road, so to speak, put this off?
You know, I really hope that's not the case. We are looking forward to this rulemaking process being an open, you know, public, transparent process. But also, they've indicated now through this rulemaking that perhaps this is something we have to take to Congress. And so we're very thankful to our two South Dakota senators, Mike Rounds, for introducing legislation already, the U.S. Beef Integrity Act, which would define product of the USA as anything that is born, raised, and slaughtered in the United States. And so we're really thankful to them for introducing that bill. Again, it's the U.S. Beef Integrity Act, and we really encourage your listeners to reach out to their members of Congress if you're outside of the South Dakota region to ask them to co-sponsor this bill, because it seems now that the agencies indicated we're going to have to go to Congress for this. We're not going to be able to get what we want through the USDA. And so, you know, the fight continues another day.
Yeah, and thank you for the fight you have undertaken and will continue, because as you point out in your news release, this second round of rulemaking effectively takes producers out of the equation, because they are looking to redefine the term origin and might look to Congress, but cattle producers might not be involved in that decision.
Yeah, so we really need that origin to lie with where, you know, the beef is produced, and that lies with the producer. But what we're looking for now is, you know, USDA will be letting its members know when that public rulemaking session opens up and takes place. Make sure to follow along with our social media, Facebook, Twitter. We only got to about 112 comments on our original petition. That's not nearly enough. And so we're asking everybody to really rally together and submit your comment on this rulemaking when it opens up, because this is our one shot at inching closer to a more truthful and transparent and honest labeling program.
Farmers are pretty busy with calving right now. Ranchers are pretty busy with calving. Farmers are going to get busy here in the field, but they, with all of the ag technology out there, farmers in the cab have a little time, and hey, there's always a few minutes in between calving. So do take the time to make that comment. Leah Biondo, thank you very much again for the work you do. Quickly, what's the attitude like in Washington, D.C. today?
Well, with the passage of the coronavirus relief package, you know, folks are really relieved. And so Congress is leaving Washington, and they won't be back until sometime around April 20th. So that bill will go up to the president now and get his signature quickly so we can get some of that needed relief dollars on the ground.
Gotcha. Leah, thank you very much for the visit. Have a safe weekend. Stay healthy.
Thanks.
You bet.